The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
While Jesus was speaking to the crowd, his mother and his brothers appeared outside, wishing to speak with him. Someone told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside asking to speak with you." But he said and replied to the one who told him, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does in the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I always get a little chuckle, a little bit perplexed that we use this particular reading when we celebrate feasts of Mary, because it seems that Jesus here is being somewhat dismissive of our Blessed Mother. And yet we know, if we look at, say, for instance, the Gospel of John, which is written contemporaneously with the Gospel of Matthew, it's written at the same time as the Gospel of Matthew, we see how exalted a figure Mary is in the early church. And so it can't possibly be that the exalted figure of Mary is somehow stands in contradiction to what we see here in the Gospel of Matthew. So if we take for granted then, and I say we should, take for granted Mary's status as being extraordinarily high, then when we see Jesus saying, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" And he stretches out his hand and says about the disciples, these are my mother, my brothers, okay? Then we should see how lofty a status is given to those who follow Jesus. And the disciples here in this gospel, but also disciples down through the ages, including us, we who today follow Jesus. So what is the key here, right? This is very simple gospel, very simple homily for us today. What is it that makes a brother or sister or mother of Jesus? Whoever does the will of my heavenly Father. And we know this is precisely why Mary has such high status in the church, because of her humility, her docility to the word of God. And you say, oh, docility, like she knew, like, lay down and take it. That's not what docility is. I'm talking about receptivity, not passiveness. Active receptivity to the will and to the word of God. So, how do we today become disciples? How do we today continue in our journey of discipleship? But by listening to the word of God, yes, the word that's written here in the scriptures, in our Catholic family Bibles, we got to go home and dust off and break out again, right? Read whatever page you like, but especially from the New Testament. The word of God is alive and active and wants to speak to us today. So yes, in the word of the scriptures, but also in the word of also another faithful follower of Christ, right? Because we need each other as a community of disciples to build each other up in the love of God. So in our godly interactions with people. And then sometimes, you know, it's like also the word of God comes to us like a 2x4, right? Like a car crash or something. And, you know, what, God's trying to wake me up here, right? So it's like when we're kind of asleep at the wheel, God's there to wake us up. But here, right, so one is this. One is that we have a heart, a docile heart, to receive the word of God, to listen to the Word of God, to receive Jesus, to receive the Holy Spirit. Okay, so that's one. And the second is to obey, is to be obedient to the Word of God. Obedient, obaudire, is to listen actively and attentively, and then to put into action. So for us today, and I think this is the shape of our discipleship moving forward, at least the two questions that I'm now totally focused on in terms of our discipleship, in terms of our walk with Jesus, just two questions. One is, what is God saying to me? And each and every one of us should be asking that question at least once a day, probably more. Okay, but let's at least do it once a week when we come here. What is God saying to me? What is He revealing to me? What is the Holy Spirit prompting in me? What am I hearing? What am I seeing? Okay, that's question one. Question two, what am I doing about it? What am I doing about it? And sometimes the answer to that question, painful though it may be, is that we're ignoring it. Right? Perhaps too often when we make our examination of conscience in the evening, we're ignoring it. But that's not where we want to be. That's not, say, true discipleship, walking with Jesus. We want to respond also in obedience, to lay down our lives to Jesus who speaks to us today. This is Mary, right? She wasn't just receptive, passive. She was actively receiving what it was God wanted for her. She joyously went forth on her journey to not just lay down her life once, but day by day to lay down her life, right? Whether it's the serving of Elizabeth in her pregnancy with John the Baptist, or it's all the way at the end where Jesus is on the cross and says to John, "Behold your mother." And we know that Mary was a good mother. So we know that she was serving also, not only John, but also the whole community of believers where we can find her then at Pentecost as they're praying together for the Holy Spirit to come. So we take our cue here today, especially from Mary, who not only received the Word incarnate and allowed the Word to become flesh in her body, but also continued to imitate her beloved Son, and God Himself by continuing to lay down her life for the good of those around her. She received the Word, she put it into action. It's the same for us. So we ask God today, Lord, what is it that you want me to see and hear? And what would you like me to do about it? Give me the courage and conviction to go forth when the Mass is ended, to bring your peace, your love, and your joy to everyone I encounter.